Welcome back to the programme. The time now, 25 minutes to the hour, and I'm joined on the line, as is usual at this time on a Wednesday evening, by Sabina Trench from Sliinte Careers. Good evening to you, Sabina.
Good evening, Aidan.
And thank you very much indeed for joining us. As always, when we spoke last, I think about 2 weeks ago, Sabina, we touched briefly on the issue of discriminatory interview questions. We didn't quite get on to discuss how best to handle them, but we're going to look at that tonight. And when we talk about interview questions which might be deemed discriminatory, can you give us perhaps two or three examples?
Well, yeah, I can, I suppose. I mean, there's loads of examples. Like, are you married?
Mm.
Straight away, that has to do with your civil marital status. Do you have children? Again, that's going on to your family status. Do you have plans to have children? Again, looking at your family status. Where are you from? Might even be touching on discrimination in terms of nationality. And the list is pretty endless, to be quite honest with you. But I suppose in general terms, anything to do with nationality, your religious beliefs, your marital or family status, your age or gender, your sexual orientation, your, I suppose, the race is same as nationality, membership maybe of, we'll say, a minority community, like traveller community, Roma community, something like that, physical or mental health attributes, and any other kind of personal characteristics that could be weight or something like that. You know, the list there is fairly broad, but it could be weight, it could be height, it could be anything, to be honest with you. I mean, we'll say if somebody went into an interview to be, I don't know, a flight attendant, and they were maybe over 6 foot six, I don't know, that might be actually too physically tall for a flight. You know, well, it shouldn't be actually, but it could be seen as, oh, you're very tall to do this, or, you know, sometimes it can be asked in a subtle way, oh, you know, there's a lot of, you know, activity and it's a very busy workplace. You know, there could be an inference there, you don't seem fit or look fit to me to do that. Do you know what I mean?
I do. Now, one of the ones that I've come across over the years, not in relation to myself, but I see you're wearing a wedding ring. Now, that can't happen. I mean, that cannot happen.
It's not supposed to.
Well, it's not supposed to happen, indeed.
Yeah, it's not supposed to. I mean, I suppose what you have to decide yourself is, you know, when you hear these questions. Now, what I would say is, before any interview, you know, whatever age you are, if you are maybe based in Mayo and going for a job in Cork or whatever it is, I would say have a little look and see, are there questions, you know, like these that may be on the interviewer's mind or that might crop up by maybe an unskilled interviewer? Like, you might be interviewing for a job in Cork and they might see a wedding ring on. And it could be, well, I see you're married. How are you going to work in Cork? Or, you know, are you going to move the family or whatever? You know, really, that doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with your ability to do the job. It's up to you personally to decide how you get to Cork every day to do your job.
It's one thing to find yourself at interview and being asked this type of question, but how then do you best handle such a question in order to ensure that you don't disadvantage yourself?
Well, this is it, because you do really, you know, there's a three kind of pronged approach that you can look at, you know, if you are hearing a question that just doesn't quite sit properly with you. And I suppose the first thing you should look at is, what is the intent? You know, what is the question really about? Like, for example, I see you're married, you know, is that, you know, are you going to be able to work long evenings and on weekends? Because, you know, we do a lot of that here. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So there's kind of, you know, what exactly are they asking when they ask that question? Is it a fear that you may not be able to, as I say, travel a lot, maybe work on weekends, or in some cases, it could be, you know, seen as, you know, you're married, so it looks like you're settled and, you know, you're not going anywhere. So there could be a two-side, you know, there could be a positive and a negative to it. But in saying that, so what's the intent of the question? And you can kind of look at that and say, well, you know, yes, I am married, but I can assure you that that has no bearing on, you know, my commitment to the job. I'm, you know, because especially, you know, are longer hours required here? If you don't know, or if you've read it in a spec or you've heard it, you know, I am aware that I will be required to travel a lot for work, but, you know, I have the full support of my spouse or whatever behind me. So get away from, you know, whether I'm married or not, and focus on, well, why, what's their issue really?
That's obviously the diplomatic way to deal with one of this type of question. But would a candidate be advised perhaps to, you know, deal with it head on and simply say, well, I object to that question and you're not entitled to ask me it?
Well, unless it's something really, really obvious, I'd be, you know, this is where you come to the second bit. How much do you want the job?
You know, of course.
Like, is this just a little faux pas, a little trip up by the person, you know, maybe as you're walking into interview, or you might be waiting for somebody and they might ask you a question just, you know, kind of informally, and it's not really got intent in it. But if there's something happening in the middle of the interview and you feel that it's maybe taking a turn, I mean, you know, there really is a decision where you have to decide how much do I want the job and how might this response affect my chances of getting it. I mean, I would say a softer approach there might be, I'm not really sure how that relates to the job. Can you just expand, or, you know, can you give me a bit more information on that? You know, and rather than, you know, I'm calling my lawyers.
Sure. And I suppose a candidate needs to be able to assess pretty rapidly whether or not the question is a blatant question but unacceptable, such as, for example, I see you're wearing a wedding ring. When do you plan on getting pregnant?
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
That
yeah.
clearly is a question that probably needs to be struck down immediately by the candidate. But on the other hand, if it's much more subtle, then it probably needs to be addressed in a subtle manner.
Yes, because, you know, it could be just, you know, you could maybe have met an interviewer going up the lift or going up the stairs and they say, oh, you're here for the interview and I'll just bring you in. I'm just, you know, running in from dropping the kids to school. Do you have kids yourself? You know, that's in a very...
Indeed, yes.
You know, a very, you know, kind of casual kind of a way. And now, they could also be trying to find out whether you do or you don't. But, you know, what I would say is, there is no doubt about it. These questions are often on the minds of the people across the table, whether they ask them or not.
Yes, well, that was what I was going to ask you, Sabina. That they, you know, they may know and probably do know that they can't ask these questions baldly, but may be very concerned to know the answers one way or the other.
Well, this is it. You know, there can often be the elephant in the room.
Yes.
You know, and there are times when I discuss with, you know, people in our interview training sessions, you know, look at, you're a certain age, you're obviously, well, they might have an engagement ring on or something, you know, which is talking about, you know, time off for a wedding, planning a wedding, will, you know, all the excitement that's around that, 2 weeks maybe for a honeymoon or whatever it might be, you know, that in itself. And, you know, and I would suggest that we discuss it and talk it out in the interview training session and say, now, there's no doubt about either you could decide to take that ring off before you go in and you just take it out of the equation. Or if you're not comfortable doing that, you know, wear it, but have it somewhere addressed in your answers along the way, you know, because it will be spotted and it may affect your chances, you know. And this, I have heard of organisations. I have a good friend who works in an organisation in Dublin, and they had a very clear policy of not hiring any women of a certain age. they just didn't do it. And he said it just ended up being all men around the place. It was an awful dynamic. But he said they just stopped doing it.
And just one final question, Sabina. In relation to all of this, let's say for argument's sake, the interview board is very impressed with a particular individual and contacts them and says, we're giving serious consideration to you, to giving you this job, but we really need to know your plans in relation to whatever.
Right.
Let's say marriage or starting a family. Are they entitled to do that, briefly?
No, they're not. No, you know, it should all, it all has to be on your ability to do the job. It really, really does. And whether you're deciding to get married or have a, you know, family in a certain number of months or whatever, it really isn't and isn't supposed to be anybody's business or anything that should be taken into the judgment of giving you a job on a certain day.
Very good. We must leave it there. Sabina Trench, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday evening, Lacuna Day, as they say, in or about 5:30, 25:00.